is that the only music I'm getting? I thought I was going to get a Beyonce.
No, you're not getting Beyonce. Shut your face. Right, joining me in the studio is the wonderfully glamorous and beautiful, always, and very fit Molly Miller, who does a fantastic feature here every 2 weeks, talking about loads of beauty products, whether it be hair, your perfume, makeup, nail varnishes, whatever, loads of stuff. She also writes for The Chronicle, which goes all over Essex as well, and she's with us to talk about some beautiful products.
Yes.
Are you looking lovely in your big furry coat thing?
No, I've got that on because I've actually not got a bra on underneath. I've got my pyjamas on because I've got a photo shoot straight
in
after
your jam-
this.
What, my pyjamas.
I'm actually a bit nervous. I've got a photo shoot and it's going to be in my bed. And
right.
I'm hoping they send Laura, a photographer, to me, like one of the female photographers, but there's only one female photographer, so I'll probably have a male photographer. But anyway, so yeah, it's about a sleep feature, which I've got a lots of lovely products in today. It's just about because Christmas is so hectic.
Yes.
And we're all so tired, especially I'm getting really tired, and so I thought I'd do a nice feature on sleep. I'm good, apart from my bruises. Which keeps saying, I'm coming out with bruises. It's medication.
Oh, really?
I know, I'll show in a minute. Massive bruises. Anyway, right, first of all, I'm going to talk about the KC Microlift.
Ooh.
Now, they've just bought.
Is that Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, it's not.
I thought you said the KFC Microlift. What is this? A new wrap?
CACI Microlift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know the facials. I'm sure I told you before, you get these KC facials, and it's like a lifting and firming thing where you get them in various salons. It's like a patented muscle firming action where you get like the microstimulation and they've.
So it's like electric pulse that exercises your face.
Yeah.
Good idea, because if you exercise, I don't exercise, but you do. If you exercise, it pulls in your body and it must work in the same way as muscles in your face.
No, it doesn't work. Well, no.
I thought
If you
exercise muscles on your face, you can't do it unless you've got sort of like the machine.
Oh, yeah,
to
no,
do
that's,
it.
Yeah, no, that's right.
It must
right.
pull in the,
yes,
the skin,
does.
The tight.
Yeah, yeah, it does. I thought it meant actual exercising because I run a lot and that actually causes.
That's my excuse and my jawline.
I haven't received this yet, and they are going to send me one. It's on its way. I missed the UPS this morning, but basically, it's really good. I mean, I've known people that have used it, and you think that they've had Botox because they get that little lift above their eyebrow, and they haven't. They've used the KC, and they've got a massive celebrity following as well. Linda Evangelista. I can never say her name.
Oh yes,
she uses. Is it? You've got Daniel Lineker uses it.
She's got her own product line as well. You want to check caviar?
Oh, has she?
Yeah. Oh no, she hasn't.
Not caviar. Caviar's alternate caviar.
Oh yeah.
So, but anyway, so because it's Black Friday, they're actually offering £50 off. Mm-hmm. If you go on to the normal RRP is £349.99, and it's at www.kc-microlift.co.uk. But they have got a limited edition that's covered in Swarovski crystals. But I actually went onto the Boots website and I had a look because you know what I'm like? I like to really look at the reviews, and because I haven't seen it yet, I wanted to have a look at the reviews on it and sort of get my own opinion. And there was only out of pages of reviews, everyone gave it 5 out of 5 and said it worked.
Yeah.
The only ones that did give it a bad review, and there was about 3 or 4 of them, were because the machines were faulty.
Yeah.
Not one person gave it a bad review because it didn't work. So I'm actually really excited to receive it. So, yeah. So
nice.
I'll report back.
Lovely.
Right. So my next thing is just a little Christmas. I've got a couple of little Christmas items here. This is the Molton Brown. How cute is that?
Molton Brown. That's fabulous. I want that. Give it to me. I love Molton Brown. Sorry.
Okay. You can have that afterwards. No, I'm going to put it in the paper next week. But then you can have it. You can have it. But basically, how lovely this. It's your, you fill it in, it's basically, it's their own signature scent, and it's a bauble, Molton Brown bauble. It's £10.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, because the thing is, you can reuse it and hang it up every year, can't you? And that's available from the Molton
Brown. And what's,
Brown.
That's bath products, so what one is it? Is it the pepper, black pepper recharge?
No, you're right, it's a black pepper.
I know
Molton Brown. Molton
Brown, I always say at Christmas, you know, you go into those shops and they do like big things with like, you know, a facial wash and something, and you get about 8 things for £10 or £15. I always said to my mum years ago, I said, don't buy my nephews and stuff like that because they don't use them.
Yeah.
I said, buy them a bottle of either L'Occitane or Molton Brown. You get one good product and it really makes a difference. Even my dad later in life, I said to him, don't. And once he started using it, you need such a small amount. And the bathroom, when you use good quality shower gels, the bathroom just smells beautiful. It stays on your skin. So it's worth
one
product more than just buying a box with like loads of cheap stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I mean, some of the products that I do feature are quite expensive, but that is again because the quality is so good, and you're right, you just need a tiny amount to literally like fill the bath up. Now the next thing that I've got here, which is called Roller Sole, and this isn't beauty, but you know, I feature everything, and this is going in my Christmas gift guide. I've already done a double page Christmas
gift guide. It's got sparkles on it, whatever it is. I like the look of it. Quick, on the box.
It's basically their shoes, so like just like little ballet pump shoes. They range from $7.95 to $19.95. I'm just hoping the box.
Get your teeth in there. Come on.
Because I've got a feature it next week.
It's a big bite mark out of the thing. Yeah. Oh, now these are like the little. You know, when you go out for the night, girls, these are for nice, glamorous. Oh, that's lovely, glamorous young ladies. You know, you go out and you wear those hideous shoes I can't even stand up in. Then your feet really hurt, which you deserve to happen at the end of the evening. And you wear ballet pumps. Well, these are ballet pumps just covered in sparkles.
Oh, they're just really...
They're lovely.
So gorgeous, aren't they?
And they fold up into your handbag.
Yeah, they fold up into your handbag, and they've got their own little bag as well.
They're really lovely.
But what an amazing present for somebody. And they come in all different designs, all different colours, but they're from $7.95.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's a really good price, isn't it? What a lovely present to get your friend or your anybody, really.
I like that.
I do. I love them. And I haven't tried them on yet, but they look wide. I've got quite a wide foot. Yeah.
And whereabouts are they from again?
They're from Roller Sole, which the I have got the press release, but I haven't got it on me. So I think it's just www.rollersole.co.uk.
Yep.
I'm going to put those in the paper the week after next. And they come in like largest size 7 to 8. So I'm presuming medium is like 5 to 6 and small. So they're brilliant present, aren't they?
Yeah, really, I like those.
Really lovely. Something different. Something completely different. Right. Let me put those over there. Not over there, because I'm going to get myself confused. as always. The next one I've just bought in is Kim Kardashian's new perfume.
You bought in Kim Kardashian?
I bought in Kim Kardashian. did you see that?
Yes. Now, what did you think of the picture of her backside? Oh dear, your face give a bit of a frown then.
Well, do you know what? Anybody that's got a backside like that, I don't care what they say, it's been photoshopped or something. It's not possible. When I saw the picture of her with her backside that big, you wouldn't be able to balance, surely, if you had a backside that big. It's very clever how they pose to make it look bigger. Has she had bum implants? I just don't think. I mean, thing is, people.
It's a bit like if you look at the old pictures of her, your bum does change over the years, normally because it falls down halfway down your body to your knees.
I haven't got one.
But I'm quite flat. Well, actually, I've got a bit of a junk in my trunk, but it's not really. I've not got a massive bum, to be honest.
No, I've not got a massive bum. I keep trying to stick it out in photos.
Well, you don't want to stick it out like that.
Cover
it in oil. Well, I don't know. I did see it, and I was like, you know, all these things about women. We're taking control. We're feminists. We're showing the world that we can show it. No, you just look like a dirty old stripper.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. And with all the legs open in leotards on singing. I'm not a square. I believe. I believe in love and do what you like. I don't care what people do in the privacy of their own home. I don't care. But I think we just get it. It's just like dirty strippers.
You know
everywhere.
What?
It's not classy.
No, it's not classy. I don't like it. I think mystery is classy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one night stands and things like that. I just think. You know,
well, let's not go into that on the beauty feature, really.
Sometimes I forget I'm on air. Right, smell this.
Moving swiftly on. Let's pass it over. The bottle of
Kim Kardashian.
And it's a flower.
Is really pretty.
We'd have thought you should just add a pair of buttocks on.
And it smells amazing. I'm not giving it to you. It smells gorgeous. I love the smell. I have got to say, there's a lot of celebrity perfumes I'm not over keen on. But that is really floral. Now, it's got in it blackcurrant tea rose, and then it's got base notes of sandalwood and white musk. But it's a really fresh perfume. It's lovely. You're going, I love it. See, everyone's
it is quite fresh, but it's got top notes. Let me just think. It smells a bit like orangey to me.
No, it's got in it tea rose. It's very rosy. Black currant.
Yeah.
Can you smell the black currant? Maybe.
I can smell a little bit. It's calmed down a little bit. It was a little bit nail varnishy. It's calmed down.
Oh, really?
It's not bad. Yeah.
It's from £24. I can't smell nail varnish.
No, it's gone now. It was when I first sprayed it.
It's so funny because my mum, I got a Joan Collins perfume and I thought it smelled like polish.
Yeah.
So I didn't feature it, and then my mum smelt it. Put it on, absolutely loved it. It smelled amazing on her. It smelled like Chanel No. 5. Maybe it was just amazing, really nice. Right, I'm going to move on for my last thing, because afterwards I want to talk about sleep.
Yeah.
So this is the new Melvita Law Bio Eau de Toilette. Now, do you want to have a whiff of that one?
Oh, hello.
Hello. This is available. It's one of their best-selling fragrances. And they've just bought out an eau de toilette. They did have, like, just an oil. They had the best-selling brands that was their oil. But it's got notes of Italian bergamot, jasmine, and tiara flower. But it's nice, isn't it? It's £36. And they've got, like, matching shower gels and so on. And it's available from John Lewis or directly from their website at melvita.co.uk. But it's a really nice fragrance. I like that one.
Do you know what that smells like to me? And you're going to be angry because I'm going to say it.
Go on. I like it.
It's got a foodie, and it's got like, it's like when you've polished your house.
Oh.
It's a bit like a polishy kind of foodie smell to me. It's not like a typical perfume, if you see what I mean. So it probably settles down. It's quite a woody kind of smelling to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely got a smell about something. Do you know what it reminds me of? When you walk into a room, when you walk into somebody's house and they've got like leather furniture and a lot of wood furniture, and you've got that kind of a lit fire, and you've got the whole smell of it's a bit
woody.
Yeah, woody.
Yeah.
I don't mean the character out of that film.
Or else.
Thank you. Right, 11:50. Will you stop? 11:43. It's a beauty show. Beauty show. Oh. We're going to have a couple of ads, and we're coming back with more.
Okay, sorry.
Come calm yourself down. Dear. Here's Molly.
I'm on.
You're right there.
Well, I'm not on, but I'm... Right. Smell this. It's lovely. This is the red...
Ear. What a lovely accent that was. Ear. Smell this. I've never heard you do that before. I've just introduced you. It's Molly Miller, who is a beauty writer. Ear. Smell this. People might have just tuned in, you see. Molly's been here since 11:30. And she writes to the Chronicle and all over Brentwood. And she's got her own... She's got her own blog as well. Here, smell this. What is it? Here, pass it over, girl. Come on. Where did that accent come from? She's normally so posh.
I know. I have Phoebe, my daughter, says to me, Mummy, have you got your radio voice on?
Have a radio voice.
Well, no, when I worked in London as a PA for many, many, many years, so I had my... Good afternoon.
I do the same thing. I've got slight Cockney accent. You can hear it, but it drops between, because I worked in London, between having a London voice, which is kind of kind of normal, and a slight Cockney accent as well. So it's a mixture.
Yeah, well, I used to work for the British ambassador to Greece and Italy, and it used to be, good afternoon, Sir Patrick Fairweather's office. How can I help you?
Just in case you wanted to know where she worked. Did you do Ferrero Rocher as well? Oh, you are really spoiling us.
What?
Ferrero Rocher, you know, the chocolates, didn't you? Bring them out, at an embassy. No?
No.
There used to be an advert, didn't there? Oh, you are really spoiling us. Big Ferrero Rochers. Oh.
No, but I like Ferrero Rochers.
Anyway, so let me smell them. So this is aftershave?
Yes, this is Red Power by Ferrari.
Ooh.
I love it. I've just had a whiff of it. And
that's lovely.
Very manly. It's £29, and it's got in it Sicilian blood orange. Cardamom, rosemary, tonka bean, red cedar and patchouli. It is really nice. Now, this is what I want to quickly talk to you about as well, because I like aftershave.
How much is it?
£29.
That's really nice. I like that. That's lovely. Nice.
It's lovely. I mean, it's the sort of thing that I would spray onto my lion.
Lion?
On my
You've
bed.
Got a live lion in your house?
My cuddly lion.
What, you didn't say cuddly lion, you just said I'd like to spray it on my lion. And then I got some horrible things going through my head when I heard that as well. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Easy tiger.
No, nothing goes on in my bed, believe me. I sleep with my son wets my bed most nights.
There we go. Just in case he had a bit of a complex, he will have now. Been broadcast. I'll cut that bit out. Anyway, back to your line. What are you talking about now?
Really quickly, before I go on to the sleeping stuff, I was invited to House of Fraser in Bluewater last week to the Chanel new Espace, it's called. And basically, they've got this great big 78-foot boudoir, suppose I describe it, with all the Chanel. And they've got these limited edition. They've got every single one of their fragrances there. But they've also got limited edition fragrances and so on. And this is a free service. And Michelle, you have got to go down there. It's amazing. So basically, you go and sit in front of a Chanel consultant, and she will have in front of her about the amount of Chanel perfumes there are, but on blotters, and you go through all of them. First of all, you decide if you like a light perfume or like a green or a aqua or a citrus, going through to the more heavier orientals and medium florals. And she will... So basically, you kind of tell her about your lifestyle, and she gives you a full-on hour perfume consultation. So you don't look at the bottles. You get these blotters, and she says, well, try this one. Do you like this? Do you like this? And they narrow it down to five. And then they basically narrow it down to your favourite one. You don't have to buy anything. You don't buy anything at all. But what they do is, oh, I should have brought it in. They put the perfume, the pure perfume, onto a rose, hanging, almost like a Christmas tree decoration you could use it for, put it in your wardrobe. But it's a rose blotter, so you can go away with it and smell it for a few weeks. They also give you like a sample of the perfume that you like. And it's just a really brilliant service, and it's free.
They also give you a sample of
their body cream, which they then put the perfume into as well, so you walk away with that free. But this other thing, it's just like a keepsake in itself. It was really good, really, really good. I 100% recommend going down there. Not many people know about it, and it's almost like a really nice present for somebody.
Yeah.
Right, okay, now you're going to kind of tell me to get on. So next week's feature is all about sleep, because I don't get enough sleep. I suffer with Christmas and everything coming up, there's lots of people that aren't going to be getting enough sleep.
Yep.
And really, you do need to have your good quality 8 hours a night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably like many other people. I'm lucky if I get 5 or 6 hours. As I said, I've got a son that wets the bed still.
Yep.
I suffer from sleep paralysis, which is absolutely terrifying, although I haven't had any touch wood for a while.
But I've had that.
And I used to get it quite a lot. I get restless legs from my medication. 5 or 6 hours.
Five or 6 hours of sleep is good.
No, I don't get anything else, believe me. I sleep with my son and a lion.
Yes, classic quote of the day, I spray my lion. that's going to stay with me for a long time. I'm going to use that little look. I sprayed
like
my lion.
Leg up.
Yeah, it did say that, didn't it? It sounded a bit weird.
I sprayed my lion.
Sorry.
Right. But how important is sleep? So this Works is an amazing company that... Oh, you've got to smell. I've always loved their products. Smell this candle. They've got a whole range of products to help induce a good night's sleep. Smell that candle. And you were talking about good quality items.
Yeah.
This candle is, it's just lovely.
Well, that's nice, yeah.
It is so nice. Nearly all the products I've got here have obviously got essence of lavender, which is very calming, and geranium, which is actually very good for hormonal.
And that's called This Works.
This company here is This Works, and basically, so next week I've done a whole feature in the papers about sleep and how important it is to get sleep. And the things that you can do, like when I was getting this sleep paralysis where I was waking up at 3 o'clock every morning, which apparently is quite a common time for people to wake up at 3 o'clock every morning.
Yep.
And it was like I was awake, so I saw my son come into my room, get into my bed, and I was like, Freddie, can you get back into your own bed? And he was talking to me.
Yep.
And then I looked round and he wasn't there. But I literally saw the duvet move.
I
felt the shadow on top of me. I felt something breathing on me.
Yep.
And I was petrified and I couldn't move.
Yep.
But I was awake. Mm-hmm. It was just so scary. And I keep getting them. And it's horrible.
Yep.
And one of the things that somebody said to me is, don't have any TVs in your room, or if you... I said, well, I don't have my TV on, so I don't have any other, sort of stimulants. I don't have my TV on, I don't drink caffeine. But on your TV is a blue light, and that blue light emits almost like daylight signals, but that can really interfere with your sleeping patterns, just that blue light. So even if you've turned your TV off by the remote, unless you've turned it off at the wall, it can still disrupt your sleeping patterns. And that actually made quite a big difference. Anyway, sleeping, your room, it should be as calm as possible. No bright colours, keep it all soft colours. Your room should really only be used for sleeping and sex. That is it.
Well, much as my room in particular.
Huh?
Just my room in particular.
Yeah.
Come on over.
Yeah, and a few chains of your Christian Grey or whatever his name. Yeah, Christian Grey. Anyway, so just treat your room as your boudoir, you know. Don't really get into it. Invest in a good mattress. But there's so many products on the market which can help. So the other things I've got here are Bodhi and Birch. Now, I love this company. I have mentioned them before, but they've got bath and shower gel. Smell that. Smell that. Lovely.
Jasmine Falls Bath and Shower Therapy. Well, yep. That's nice. There we go. Oops. Let me get any of the boxes open. Oh, I've done it this time.
Really lovely. And so is this. They've got the Flora Paradiso deep stress massage and body oil.
200ml then for the shower gel, Jasmine Falls. Yes. How much is that?
I know you're going to ask me that, and you're going to ask me right at the last minute where I'm trying to find the press release. It is. I've just put it in the paper, so I should know how much it is. But I can't find the press release on it.
That's all right. We can put it up on the website, so don't worry.
Because why they haven't got any prices on these press releases? Oh, here you go. Right, the massage oil is £38. It's got any ylang ylang, lavender, Atlas cedarwood, apricot kernel oil, which helps nourish the skin, and so on. The shower gels, £18.
Yep.
But really good quality.
Yeah.
Really, really good quality. And I'll give you all the stockists afterwards. Now, this is one of my favourite companies, which I've only just started dealing with, and they're absolutely brilliant. They're called Beauty Naturals.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go onto beautynaturals.com, amazing. They've got the most... They're the ones that I bought in a few weeks ago, those beautiful little bath fancies. The patisserie bath fancies.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, they've just sent me this Sleep Ease Luxury Bath Oil. Badger's Balm, which is basically lavender, just to put on your temples.
Yep.
And if you have a whiff of those, again, that really does help.
We'll be falling asleep here if you're not careful.
Yeah, we will be falling asleep. The Badger's Balm is only £5. It's got bergamot in it, which is basically just to clear your mind.
Yep.
And the Sleep Easy Bath Oil has got geranium, which, as I said earlier, is really good for balancing hormones. I know, I haven't got long, have I? Oh, no, I'm drifting away. Sorry, I'm drifting away. This is, one of my favourite companies, Heaven by Deborah Mitchell.
Yeah, I just smelled that. It's lovely.
Heaven by Deborah Mitchell. Now, Dani Minogue is one of her famous clients. She is amazing. And this has got so many essential oils in it. It's got in it sandalwood, which is lovely. It's got, again, geranium and lavender. But the quality is amazing. I mean, when I was just testing this the other day, I've not even done the photo shoot for it, but I just rubbed some in my hands. Have you had a rub of that in your hands?
Yeah, I've smelt it. It's lovely, really lovely.
It's just amazing, isn't it? And it's so strong. It's like with all their products, the essences and scents are so strong, and they're not at all artificial.
Yeah.
They're all natural, and it's just lovely, isn't it? I keep smelling my hands.
It's lovely. Dream face oil.
Dream face oil, yeah. And they've got candles as well, which I haven't got, but the candles are just as amazing.
Mm.
Finally, I've got the Clinique Moisture Surge Overnight Mask. Now, I haven't got the price. I've just texted the PR on this. But I like it because you can put it on overnight and it really sinks into your skin. I know I've only got 2 minutes. So when you wake up the next morning, you look bright, you look refreshed. It's fantastic if you've got a hangover or if you've been drinking and you've got to cheat your 8 hours sleep. Really, really nourishing. But stupidly, I haven't got the price on me, which I'm really sorry for, but I don't think I don't think she's asked me back yet.
That's all right. We will get it up on the website. Now, we're just coming up to 12 o'clock, but it's gone really quick today, and you've got through all the products.
Oh, wait a minute, I've got the price. It's £30.
So
it's worth it, your last 8.
We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, back definitely.
In the I hope all your shoot goes well this afternoon.
Well, it's now. It's in a minute.
All right.
So
you better rush back and get in bed and get ready. Don't forget your lion, will you?
I'm so nervous.
Don't forget to spray your lion. If you missed that, I'll play. Don't you worry. You can listen again. That was the lovely Ask Molly. Don't forget your blog is.
I haven't updated for ages. It's askmollybeauty.com.
Yep.
And I write for the Essex Chronicle, all the Gazette series across Essex, and also the Hertfordshire Mercury.
Lovely. Have a good afternoon. Thanks very much to Molly. Here's the news.